Joining us this morning on KMBR 680, it's Andy Baggerly, who covers the Giants for the Bay Area Newspaper Group, an author. The Band of Misfits is coming out. I've seen the book, a beautiful cover, and it has words in it, too. I like it. And if you check out Amazon, it's a great book. Andy, congratulations.
Well, thanks, Marty, and I'll be glad to deface a copy for you as well.
All right, the Padres and the Giants Friday night, and I look forward to the game. I thought it was interesting. Latos and Lincecum, what were your thoughts on the game last night?
You know, the most interesting thing, Marty, is anybody who was down at Petco Park last September, saw the way that place turned into San Francisco South. The Giants fans took it over, and it was even more stark yesterday. There were chants of "Let's go Giants" in the late innings that went just completely unchallenged. And Lincecum, as he's walking off the field down the outfield line, is getting a standing ovation. He wasn't even sure what to do. It's like, wait a second, I'm in a road ballpark here. You know, it just really brought home the fact that there's going to be Giants fans in every ballpark we go to this year. And you know, the bandwagon is never bigger than when you win a World Series. But you know, it just seems like from the parade, it's just kept right on going, and the atmosphere has been great. And of course, they enjoyed seeing the Giants hang a four spot on Matt Latos in the first inning. So Tim Lincecum gave up a couple rockets, a couple hard hit balls, but didn't throw many changeups. Mostly fastball, slider, and you've heard him say when his fastball's good, it's got life. It's got that whistle. He can hear it, and he said he had that whistle going. So that's always a good sign.
And the club hit the ball last night, four in the first inning. And as Bruce Bochy likes to say, and I've seen it down here, I've commented on it a number of times, they're putting up multiple run innings, those crooked number innings. They're doing that more often than not, and they move the line along. And, of course, four in the first, they move the line along last night.
Yeah, and hitting for extra bases, hitting for power. Brandon Belt, you know, that had to feel good for him. He came in that game 0 for 9 with 5 strikeouts and was pressing quite a bit. And, you know, he probably won't make this team, but unless there's a couple injuries. But to come up against a guy like Latos and take him to the opposite way, hit it with power, hit it off the wall for a double, that had to make him feel good. And, you know, Mike Fontenot is a guy who continues to impress. He came within the eyelash of hitting 2 home runs yesterday. And he joked that he would have doubled his output from last season. And then he said, "Don't write that, though." And I said, "Well, Mike, I won't write it, but, you know, the back of your baseball card still says 1 home run for last year. I can't do anything about that." So, and Bruce Bochy said that, you know, backup shortstop was a concern. They didn't know if they had the personnel to handle it behind Tejada. And Fontenot has really answered that question.
Yeah, you know, people forget that Fontenot has power. When he was with the Cubs, he had multiple home run years, you know, double-digit home run years. He's done it, and we haven't seen it with the Giants, but this little guy can knock the ball out. Looking at Sandoval last night, a couple of errors. Your take on him?
One of the errors might have been the worst scoring decision I've ever seen in a spring training game. He literally dove and took a double away, diving to his backhand side, which is typically the side he doesn't move well to. He was moving around great at third base, and he bounced his throw to first after making that diving stop. And Brandon Belt really should have had it, but just popped out of his glove. And the San Diego PR guy who was scoring gave Pablo an error. So actually, that made one of Tim Lincecum's runs unearned, but it should have been earned. And Pablo made another error that he just mishandled a chance. And he's told me that he just has a hard time seeing the ball on some of these Cactus League infields with the white shirts behind home plate. Doesn't think that's going to be a problem during the regular season. But yeah, you know, sure-handedness has been a little bit of an issue for him, but moving around it, Marty, he looks he's got a lot more range and looks a lot better.
What was your take on the Padres last night? I know we always get to talk to broadcasters and writers just to get a feel for the Padres. First time we've seen them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're figuring things out. They know that they have to sort of rebrand themselves again without Adrian Gonzalez. But, you know, I talked to a number of Giants people about him yesterday, the Padres yesterday, and especially Tim Flannery, Bruce Bochy, Miguel Tejada, who knows that team well from finishing the year there. And they all said the same thing. They said, you know what, we're not going to take them lightly because, well, first of all, everyone took them lightly last season, and they led the division for over 150 days. And second of all, they still have pitching. They lost John Garland, but they still have a lot of good young pitching, and that in that ballpark, that keeps them in a lot of games. And when you're in a lot of games, you got a chance to win those games. So, you know, they realize they're going to be a stingy opponent once again.
Aaron Rowan had a good game last night.
He did. He did have a nice at-bat to lead off the game against Latos. He got struck on the hand, or just above the wrist, actually, with a pitch, and it was stiffening up, and he went to go ice it, so I wasn't able to check with him, but he should be okay. No lineup posted yet this morning, so we'll see if he's good to go, but he went from first to third with no hesitation on a single, and that shows that his groin must be feeling better.
Yeah, the ball club doing all right, though, basically, as we get ready for the Dodgers today.
Yeah, you know, today's my last day before I take off for about 5 or 6 days for a break in the middle of the spring, as I customarily do. And thinking about what I would write about today, I think I'm just going to write an overview, which is, you know, all the questions that have been answered, all the people who are looking good so far. You know, we know that spring has been a tough time for Tim Lincecum, for Jonathan Sanchez. These guys are throwing strikes. They're throwing hard, and they really came to camp in shape. Madison Bumgarner, I mean, I'm not exaggerating when I say that his outing against the Reds the other day is the best I've ever seen him. So, you know, there's nothing more important to this team than pitching, and as long as Matt Cain can join this group and show his elbows healthy, then you got to be thrilled with what you're seeing thus far.
All right, Andy Bagley, under the sun right here at the Scottsdale Stadium. Giants and Dodgers coming up. The Band of Misfits, Amazon.com. It's a beautiful book, Andy. Congratulations, and we'll chat with you.
All right, Marty, thank you.